Mr. President, I feel honored to be a member of the United States Senate and to be president pro tempore. But I can't think of any greater honor than this morning when I was able to introduce to the Senate an old and dear friend, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Marcel and I have been friends of His Holiness for decades, and we count that as a great treasure. Just as I saw Senator Feinstein earlier on the floor, another longtime friend with her husband of His Holiness. Mr. President, I've watched him for so many years, his representation of the Tibetan people. He's joined on the floor by another Buddhist, Senator Hirono of Hawaii, and the gracious comments of Senator Reid reflect how people feel about him. I think of how the faith of his people are moved, and I've told His Holiness this story. When I walked through the streets of Lhasa, Tibet, years ago, and a man holding a small child saw me, pointed to my camera, and held up a picture of His Holiness. He was risking being imprisoned for having that, but he insisted I take this picture. I did. I've given that photograph to His Holiness, and I told him the story that when we asked the man, why did he risk prison to show the picture of His Holiness, he said, because people have to know. The world have to know the great faith of the Tibetan people and their longing for the autonomy they deserve to practice their faith. Fortunately, they have as a symbol of that faith the Dalai Lama, the Nobel Peace Prize recipient, a man who touches everybody's conscience. He touches this Catholic every time I see him. It goes beyond whatever faith you are. He is a gift to the world. And I am so honored to have been able to introduce him here today.